Sometimes we hear that with practice, some qualities change. Mm-hmm. Some qualities doesn't really change very much mm-hmm. over a long time of practice. Mm-hmm. I was wondering how to know or recognize the difference. Sometimes, at least when I read certain biographies and things, it seems like certain quite rough qualities can still remain, even though the mind is pure.
Yeah.
So how to know the difference, one in oneself, but also in others?
Well, a lot of it's always around the element of suffering. So that, yeah, I think, you know, I mean, always a good example is Lukta Mahabua, who always referred to himself as a rough character. And so that really, I mean, he was certainly capable of incredible refinement and was an inspiring role model for, but there were those elements of kind of roughness there that, you know, were residual. So residual areas of character, but even, but one of the things that, I mean, I didn't start meeting Lungpa Mahabua until it would be in the, I guess in the 1980s, and I met her over the years, because I wasn't close to him. There's just quite a physical distance. I probably met him about half a dozen times over the years. And I never, ever, you know, some people were really afraid of him because of his bluntness and his wrong. I never, ever felt any kind of, I always felt really warm around him, and that his kind of bluster was kind of personality, but didn't really, wasn't a whole lot, it wasn't heat there or attraction there. It's just sort of display, it was just personality displaying itself. Whereas, say, other teachers, I mean, personality, different types of personality are, you know, our characters sort of display themselves in different ways. You know, I think of, you know, there's the, say, Lumpu Te. I got to pay respects to him a couple times, and both physically and presence-wise, he's just had this incredible Deva-like quality, refined Deva presence, soft, gentle, you know, very inspiring, but yeah, not a rough bone in his body. Lumpu Dun, incredibly quiet and just still. Everything was very still around him. But there's certain elements, and you realize, oh, that's a result. I mean, part of it's a result of many years and decades of their practice and training, but, you know, part of it is also a certain character that they've inherited. And so, Ajahn Chah was, you know, a bit more mercurial, and very charismatic, very kind of gregarious, even able to draw people in, and so his capacity was quite different. So yeah, there's some element and some elements of, and there's certain, but what is missing is dukkha, as some of these great beings. So, you know, when we practice, we want to really, again, it's just like paying attention to what elements of greed, hatred, and delusion am I still functioning with. Which elements of those five hindrances are still displaying themselves, and work at that relinquishment. And then something very beautiful will come out of that. But there's certain elements of our character are always going to, and there's a substrate that will be there. And they say that in the only person who is really capable of completely changing their whole character was the Buddha. Whereas all the rest of the arahants were able to free their minds, but they all had different personalities. There's beautiful suttas in the, it's in the Majjhima Nikaya, I think in one of the Kasinga, Mahakasinga, where they're all kind of gathering together around these different arahants, and they're, you know, the Vinaya monks are going around Upali, and then, you know, the sutta monks are going around Ananda, and the meditators, the kind of psychic power wallas, are, you know, crack meditators are going around Mahamogalana, and the wisdom analysis people are going around Sariputta. There's different characters, and their personal, they're all liberated arahants, but their particular kind of display of character and personality are there. But it's always is you're paying attention to that relinquishment of greed, hatred, and delusion, relinquishing of the five hindrances. I find are really, really important windows or mirrors for substantiating how is greed, hatred, and delusion manifesting itself.